A colder war. James Bond was a creature of the Cold War, a strange period of shadow boxing that stretched from late 1945 to the winter of 1991. 46 years of paranoia, fear, and the creepy sensation that our lives were enthralled to forces beyond our comprehension. It's almost impossible to explain the Cold War to anyone who was born after 1980. The sense of looming doom, the long shadows cast by the two eyeball-to-eyeball superpowers, each possessing vast powers of destruction, ready and able to bring about that destruction on a planetary scale in pursuit of their recondite ideologies. It was, to use the appropriate adjective, a truly Lovecraftian age, dominated by the cold reality that our lives could be interrupted by torment and death at virtually any time. Normal existence was conducted in a soap bubble universe, sustained only by our determination to shut out awareness of the true horrors lurking in the darkness outside it. An abyss presided over by chilly alien warriors devoted to death cult ideologies and dreams of mutually assured destruction. Decades of distance have brought us some relief, thickening the wall of the bubble. Memories misting over with the comforting illusion that the Cold War wasn't really as bad as it seemed at the time. But who do we think we're kidding? The Cold War wasn't about us. It was about the spies and the secret masters and the hidden knowledge. It's no coincidence that the Cold War was the golden age of spying, the peak of the second oldest profession. The diggers in the dark, the seekers after unclean knowledge and secret wisdom. Prior to 1939, spying of the international kind rather than the sordid domestic variety. Let us pass swiftly over the tawdry Stasi archives of sealed glass jars full of worn underwear kept as scent cues for the police dogs. Was a small-scale, largely amateurish concern. With the outbreak of the Second World War, it mushroomed. Faced with employment vacancies, the first response of a growing organisation is to recruit close to home. Just like any 1990s dot-com startup, growing as the founders haul in all their friends and anyone they know who has the right skill set, the 1940s espionage agencies were a boomtown into which a well-connected, clubbable London playboy would inevitably be sucked. And, moreover, one where he might try his hand and succeed, to everyone's surprise. In the 1990s, he'd end up in marketing, with stock options up to here. Sic transit gloria techie.